America, filling itself with mind-dulling rock and roll. Don't think, America, it's too hard to think. What difference does it make? God's been dead these 50 years anyway. No wonder your church seems like a funeral parlor. It is the dead God's mausoleum. America, you don't know it yet. God bless the dead God. He was a merry old soul, a real good Joe. I wish I were alive when he was, but what the hell? I feel the same way about Socrates and that poor tortured Jew they left out in those sticks in the rain in Israel. He died too young, too. Well, so does Dad. I wish I didn't know so much. Don't make me write my poem tonight. I've seen too much TV tonight. No one will read the poem I write. But I'm content within me, 'cause I smelt God decompose. I knew he was dead and I wasn't afraid, because I am the God of me, and that's all the God I want to be. So, America, I feel gentler now. Even though you won't read my poem, I still like you. I won't even tell you about God. Some trigger-happy Russian scientist will soon enough. But it doesn't bother me, because I met a couple of flyboys in blue from Loring Air Force Base in Maine, and we discussed this whole bit. And one of them looked at me and smiled, oh, sweet mama in heaven. He smiled and he said, "Baby, when that mushroom bomb makes it on your head, we won't be down here. We'll be up there." Sweet thought. But then I wondered, when the Russian flyboys come this way, my friends in blue might go that way. So, America, tonight, all that's left is the Air Force will add a female wing, and the Air Academy's gonna conduct a class called Copulation in the Cockpit for the Survival of the Race. This is a New Testament type poem about a religious fanatic of the first century. Something Raphael writ a year ago about this here religious fanatic of the first century, whom some of you know as Jesus of Nazareth. Now, I dig what the cat said, although I don't believe a word about that jazz with the virgin birth and all that crud. But the beauty of it is that I'm better than you Christians, because I believe what he said checks out, except the bit about the meek inheriting in the earth, which he must have been on lush when he did that, I guess. But other than that, I believe what he said without believing any of the bull about him and that jazzy dogma about virgins and visitations. Here goes. Short poem, maybe 20 lines, free verse, which Shakespeare grew behind 300 years before any of us. The man came down, the man came down that long street called life, and he said, "Love." And you people heard, and you people said, there's a catch in it somewheres. But the man went on, sandal tired and tanned he walked, and everywhere he went, all he ever said was, "Love." And you people heard, and you people said, he's a Marxist, or he's backed by the money interests. But a few people walked with the man, and everywhere they went, all they ever said was just plain love. And now you people got angry. You people went to the priest and to the government. And the priest and the government grew angry too, but for quite different reasons. And hampered as they were without a Congress, without a McCarthy, they persevered, since they still had an FBI and an MKVD. So finally the man looked at the officials, and lastly, all the man said was love.